at Tanger Outlets. Find all the best brands, all on sale, every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off, plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
Welcome to the Happiness Hangout Podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your mindset, align with your dreams, and create a life that you truly love. We'll dive into personal growth, manifesting, and everything you need to level up. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. So this is the year that we manifest everything we desire, and I think the way to do this is to truly understand what manifestation is, understand the neuroscience of it, and how to start using your brain to work with you so you can manifest all that you desire. And so today I wanted to break it down for you, understand manifestation, understand the science of it, and understand the steps that you can take to start manifesting all that you want. And so what is manifestation? Because I think a lot of us have different interpretations of it, different definitions of it, but it is essentially you focusing your energy, your thoughts, and your actions to bring something you want into reality. And so many of us think that manifestation is just thinking positively or writing something down and forgetting about it. And then we feel discouraged when it doesn't happen and we're like, oh, manifestation doesn't work for me. And that is because manifestation is not just that. It requires clarity. It requires belief and taking consistent effort. And I think a really helpful way to really use manifestation to our advantage too is understanding the neuroscience behind it and understanding our brain's role in manifestation. And so in our brain, we have our RAS, and this is our reticular activating system, and this acts as a filter for your brain, and it decides which sensory info to process and bring into your conscious awareness. So we see this a lot when, let's say, you all of a sudden decide you really want a yellow car, and like this is a very specific car, you've never seen it before, and all of a sudden you start seeing this car everywhere. You are noticing it every single place you go. That is your RAS, and this is so important when it comes to manifestation, because when you set a goal, when you say a positive affirmation, when you visualize your desired outcome, your brain starts noticing opportunities to make this happen. And really, really, truly, like when you focus on something, it's going to expand and you're going to see it more in your reality. Another really crazy thing that our brain does is its ability to change and build new neural connections. And this is neuroplasticity. And so when we think and repeat new thoughts, we are able to strengthen neural pathways, which makes it easier to think in a certain way and helps us reinforce the belief that it is achievable. And so what this has to do with manifestation is when you focus on certain thoughts or visualize goals repeatedly, you rewire your brain, which helps you align your thoughts and emotions and actions with what you truly desire and allows you to bring it in. Okay, now that we got the brain part down, I want to talk about how we're using manifestation to manifest our dream 2025. And the first key thing that you have to do is just get clear on what you truly want and get specific on it. So why do you want it? What is it going to bring for you? How is it going to feel when you have it? Like why? What is the reason that you want it? And so often we're not clear about what we truly want or why we want it. And as a result, we're not able to get what we want. And that's like going to a restaurant and you're going to order, but you're giving mixed signals all over. You're like, I might want this piece of food, but change this and do that and do this and do that. And if you're not clear about what you want, like how would you be able to get the food that you want? And that is the exact same as it is with your desires and what you want. So get very clear on what it is exactly you want. Set your intention and allow the universe to be able to give you exactly what you want. The next key factor is being mindful of your self-talk, what you focus on, and what you're giving your energy to. And this is exactly goes down to like what we were talking about of our role of our brain and like focusing on certain things. So the same way that when you are focusing on the good and when you are thinking a certain thought and your brain is focusing on that with positive thoughts is the same way that it will go for negative thoughts. So negative thought patterns and self-doubt can create new neural pathways that reinforce a sense of lack or failure. And that is going to end up what you'll bring in if that's what you're focusing on. And so I completely understand that sometimes negative thinking happens. Sometimes we feel discouraged or we just want to be sad. And I am such a believer that sometimes you just have to let yourself feel your feelings and go through that. But it is also so important to note that it's not going to last forever and to be able to get yourself out of it. So you let yourself feel it, you sit with it, you journal about it, and then you focus on what you do want to bring in, what you do want for your life, and how you're going to just focus on something else instead. And I think a great way to do that is to feel right now what you would want to feel if you already obtained that manifestation. Because like attracts like, and your elevated emotions will attract more of what you want. So if you want to attract a specific outcome, you need to match the frequency of that outcome. And something super crazy too is that your brain doesn't know the difference between a vividly imagined experience and a real one. So if you visualize and feel joy or gratitude or excitement as if you already have your manifestation, your body and mind start acting as though it is true. So instead of waiting to feel happy until after that you get the manifestation, feel happy now as if you've already gotten the manifestation. This is also why I am such a big believer in gratitude and always am telling everyone to practice gratitude, because it is such an easy elevated emotion for us to get into. And when you are at that elevated emotion, when you are focusing on that, you allow even more good to come into your life, and it just really shifts your energy to align with the outcome that you do want and making it more likely for all that you desire to happen for you. And so how you're going to bring this in 2025, and an easy way to do this is to just visualize it daily for at least 5 minutes. So spend 5 minutes each day imagining your goal as if it is already done. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you hear when it is happening? And really, really sit with this again and get as specific as possible. So let's say you want to make X amount of money. Like, how would it feel for you when you are checking your bank account and you see that money in there? Like, what are you going to feel? How are you going to, like, what are you going to hear? And really, really get specific on that. And this keeps your brain focused on making it happen. Because again, when you visualize yourself achieving a goal, it activates the same brain areas as actually performing that action, which helps condition your brain to believe that that outcome is achievable. And another quick point, if we're getting back to the science of this, is the best time to visualize it is when your brain is in its theta brainwaves. And so this is right when you wake up or when you're drifting to sleep. And what our theta brainwaves are is essentially when your brain is most accessible and you're able to access your subconscious thoughts. And so what you are telling yourself is probably more likely to get in. So whether this is visualizing, whether this is affirmations, like, try to do it when your brain is in theta brainwaves. The next key part of manifestation is aligning your actions. And there are two parts to this. And the first one is the quote, "You don't get what you want, you get what you are." So if you want to manifest love in your life, focus on being love. If you want to focus on bringing more joy into your life, focus on being joy. Ask yourself how the person who has the things that you want shows up. How do they act? How do they go about their day and respond to the world? And really start bringing that in. And the second part of this is taking aligned actions towards your goal and doing the things that you can control. What are the actions that you can take to get to that goal? So let's say you want a new job. What is in your control to get to that job? Is it updating your resume? Is it networking? Is it applying for jobs? And just always doing the things that you can control. And then lastly, it's just about trusting, letting go, and allowing yourself to be surprised, because you're not always going to know the how, and that is the most beautiful thing. But when you just trust, you know that's going to come when the time is right. So do what is in your control, but don't obsess over the outcome and what you can't control, and trust and assume that it is already yours and coming to you. And again, recognize that you just have to leave the how up to the universe. And sometimes things don't turn out how we exactly expected them to turn out, but they end up turning out so much more beautiful than we even thought they could. And my dog is barking in the background. He's probably agreeing with me. But manifestation works when what you think, when what you feel, and what you do are constantly aligned. So it's not just about thinking that thought and it coming to you, but you have to really feel it as though you already have it and do the things that are aligned with the person who has the things and really taking the steps to get there. This is the year that you truly manifest all that you desire. So get clear on what you want, set your intention, focus on the positive thoughts, and practice gratitude for both all you have and all that is coming your way. Take aligned action, have certainty that what is meant for you is coming your way, and allow yourself to be surprised by the how and really the way that it's all going to come to you. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. I am sending you so much love and light, and we will chat in the next episode.